welcome once again, friends, to another broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. This is Pastor Paul Tabano of Harvest Church in Clifton Park, New York, and I'm so glad you have decided to share this time with us. I pray today's program will be life-changing as you listen to the uncompromised Word of God. Now let's join a service already in progress.
Let's go over to Isaiah chapter 43. God's not against us, he's for us. Isaiah 43, let's look at this chapter. I'm going to read this chapter and it's going to encourage you. I'm not here to condemn anybody. Hallelujah. But now, in spite of past judgments for Israel's sins, thus says the Lord God, he who created you, O Jacob, and formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you and ransomed you by paying a price. Instead of leaving you a captive, I called you by your name, you are mine. And when you pass through the waters, I'll be with you. And through the rivers, they'll not overwhelm you. And when you walk through the fire, you will not be burned or scorched, nor will the flame kindle upon you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I gave Egypt to the Babylonians for your ransom, in exchange for your release, because you are precious in my sight and honored, and because I love you, I will give men in return for you and peoples in exchange for your life. Fear not, for I am with you. I will bring your offspring from the east where they are dispersed and gather you from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Even everyone who is called by my name, you are called by his name. Hallelujah. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I have created for my glory, whom I have formed, whom I have made, bring forth the blind people who have eyes and the deaf who have ears. What is he saying? Open your eyes, open your ears, wake up. To all you have and who you are and what you possess in Jesus Christ. Let all the nations be gathered together. Who among the idolaters could predict this and show us the former things? Let them bring their witnesses that they may be justified, and let them hear and acknowledge it is the truth. You are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen. God picked you. You didn't pick him. The Bible says before we were a people, when we were not, he knew us, he loved us, he died for us, he chose us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have chosen that you may know me, believe me, remain steadfast to me, and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed. Neither shall there be after me. I am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. What is there that we would throw our soul in for? What is there that we would trade our salvation for? What could the world possibly offer to us that we would give it away and lose our heavenly home and lose the rights and privilege that we have here on earth? Nothing. I have declared the future, and I have saved the nation in times of danger. God already declared our future. Hallelujah. I have shown that I am God when there was no strange and alien God among you. Therefore, you are my witnesses, says the Lord, that I am God. Yes, from the first time of the first existence of day, and from this day forth, I am he. There is no one who can deliver you out of my hand. I will work, and who can hinder or reverse it? Hallelujah. Good place for a praise break. Come on, praise God. Hallelujah. Thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, for your sake, I have sent one to Babylon, and I will bring down all of them as fugitives with all their nobles, even the Chaldeans, unto the ships over which they rejoice. I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Thus says the Lord, who makes a way through the sea and a path through the mighty waters, who brings forth chariot, horse, army, and mighty warrior. They lie down together. They cannot rise. They are extinguished. They are quenched like a lamp wick. That's our enemy. Whatever it is this morning, whoever it is, whatever it is, our battle is not with people, church. Our battle is with the evil one. And we have not lost, we have won, because Jesus shed his blood to make a way for us to be more than a conqueror. Because you have a lump doesn't mean you have cancer. Because the doctor told you you have cancer doesn't mean you have it and you're going to die of it. They told my father he had a few weeks to live, and he lived to be 80 years old, glory to God. When he was in his 30s, he had an inoperable lung infection. I'm talking to somebody, and the doctor said, you have cancer. I'm here to tell you, the doctor may have told you that, but right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, receive healing in your physical body, from your head to your feet. We take authority over cancer, and we rebuke it in the name of Jesus and through his blood. Come on, shout to God right now. He buried those Egyptians in the sea, never to be heard from again. Psalm 35 says he closed the way up of those that hotly pursued us, and he made them have no way to get through in Jesus' name. If you're dealing with some old thing right now, just put it under your feet, because it's nothing more than a mirror and a smoke screen. It's nothing more than a symptom, and a symptom is not a sickness. Come on, give God some praise in this place. Woo, glory to God. Do not earnestly remember the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive and know it? And will you not give heed to it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Hallelujah. And the beasts of the field honor me, the jackals and the ostriches, because I give water in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen ones. Come on, shout to God. You are chosen. God loves you. God is for you, not against you. God is a miracle worker through the blood of his son, Jesus. You could do much better than that. Just as God promised to deliver his people then, he promises to deliver us now. Hallelujah. In verse 2 in Isaiah 43, it said, he promises to be with us as we pass through the deep waters. You're not going to drown wherever you are today. This is not your final point. You're going from one place to another. And it says, he will be with us through the fiery trials of life. He is with us to strengthen us. Say, God strengthens me. Jesus said these words. Matthew 28:20 says, I am with you. Listen, perpetually, uniformly, and on every occasion. People change, economy changes, friends change, life changes. None of us like change. God never changes. He promised to be with us perpetually, uniformly, and on every occasion. Exodus 33:14. Don't turn, just listen. It says, my presence shall go with you and give you rest. If you're weary and tired, take his yoke on you. He said, my yoke is easy. My burden is light. Yes, you may have to pray, may have to intercede, may have to decree, may have to take your stand of faith, but it's light when Jesus is on the other side, yoked together with you. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Turn over to 1 Thessalonians 5. Verse 5, for you are all sons of light, sons of the day. We do not belong to the night or to the darkness. Accordingly, then let us not sleep as the rest do, but let us keep wide awake. Listen, Amplified says, alert, watchful, cautious, on our guard, and let us be sober, calm, collected, and circumspect. For those who sleep, sleep in the night, and those who are drunk, get drunk in the night. Be alert. What does it mean to be alert? Write this down. It means know the word. Be watchful. How are we watchful? We are praying consistently. Don't give up in your prayer time because you didn't see something happen in 5 minutes. Cautious. I heard in my spirit so clear when I was studying this to say to be cautious of those who you are associating with, because you can be fed spoonfuls of toxic food, rat poison, little by little, and mix it in with the food, and you don't know until all of a sudden the liver shuts down, and then you're dead. Be cautious, church, in this day and hour and age, who you are associating with, what you are listening to that's coming out of their mouth. If they don't have anything good to say about the Word or the Bible or prayer or what we do here or how we operate here, I am telling you, be very cautious, because little by little by little, people have been deceived out of the inner court, right into the place where the wash basin is, out of there and into the outer court, until they no longer want to serve God because they've been spoon-fed toxic talking and it's poisoned them to the things of God. Be very cautious who you and your children are hanging out with. Let me tell you something, parents. My motto and pastor's motto in raising our children was assume nothing. I didn't assume they were saved just because they said so. And I didn't assume that they were always doing the right things, Tony. As a matter of fact, I used to assume the opposite and do everything in my power, go through mail, go, now you got texting, you got emailing, you got Facebooking, you got a million things you gotta be on top of. Let me tell you this morning, stay awake, be cautious, be alert. You're only gonna take two things to heaven, souls and your children. Know what they're doing, know who they're talking to. Don't believe everything they tell you. They lie. It's not even funny. Be on guard, alert, watchful, cautious, on guard, protecting yourself and your family, protecting your church, protecting your pastor. Don't let somebody trash talk him. God forbid somebody say something to me about him. Get right up in their face and say, I'm not listening to any of this, and walk away. Don't think you have to be nice and stand there and listen and get vomited on. What's nice about getting vomited on? Go to Genesis 28. Genesis 28, 15 and 16. Another beautiful scripture. And behold, I am with you and will keep watch over you with care. Take notice of you wherever you may go. God takes notice of everything. He loves you. And I will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done all that which I have told you. And Jacob awoke, say awoke, from his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. God is where you are. You may be in a fiery trial. You may be in a sea. You may be in a storm. You may feel like you're in the darkness. You may be in persecution. 2 Timothy 4:18, don't turn, just listen. It says, the Lord will certainly deliver and draw me to himself from every assault. Say, every assault of the evil one. He will bring me safe and preserve me into his heavenly kingdom.
This is Pastor Carolyn Tabano. I hope you've enjoyed today's broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. If today's program has encouraged you and you would like to become a partner with this ministry, please send all correspondence and financial contributions to Harvest Church, 303 Grooms Road, Clifton Park, New York, 12065. If you'd like to download today's message and view our complete media library, or if you'd like to know more about this ministry, you can find us at soldoutforjesus.com. Until next time, remember that you too can be sold out for Jesus, because Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive.